Hello. You are listening to WRBB 104.7 FM Boston, and this is The Dark Forest. Sorry, there was some weird silence spell cast upon my crystal ball. What I meant to say was, this is The Dark Forest.
The Dark Forest. The Dark Forest.
I'm
Yes. Welcome, Forest Heads, to an extra scary Halloween special episode of The Dark Forest with your hosts, the Dungeon Master, and, as usual, calling in on the Crystal Ball,
the Crypt Keeper. Welcome, everybody, to an extra potent, super scary edition of The Dark Forest. I can't wait to dive in to this thrilling batch of tunes delivered from the Whispering Winds.
Yep, there's some very horrible creatures, terrifying sounds we're going to encounter on this journey as we listen to the scariest genre of them all, jazz funk.
Spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, the loudspeaker spoke up and said, Christianity is stupid, Christianity is stupid, Christianity is stupid. 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 Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Communism is good. Can you hear that? Give up. Can you hear that? Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Give up. Give up. Give up. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Communism is good. Give up. Give up. Give up. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. From 5 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. I mean, isn't it good? Communism is good. Christianity is stupid. Christianity is stupid. Communism is good. Give up. 17 hours of faith. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up. Give up.
Shop as usual and avoid panic buying.
Thank you.
can't do it good, do it hard. Am I right, Crypt Keeper?
I am always saying this, Dungeon Master, and these jazz funk songs sure are going hard. My favorite genre of music.
I love jazz funk, but
me
you
too.
Know what I don't love, Crypt Keeper?
What's that, Dungeon Master?
The machine. The wretched machine.
Ugh, the machine. Its pestilence permeates this neck of the forest that we're in right now. I am not a fan of the machine, to say the least.
For the uninitiated, the machine, the sprawling complex of cogs and steam vents and pounding pistons, is constantly producing these horrible enchanted automata that come and destroy the forest.
Harvesting its natural resources to just perpetuate its own automata, disrupting the balance. This will not do. It cannot stand.
One such creature, well, Cryptkeeper, would you like to tell them about it?
I would. We'll discuss more as we go on, but in this particular area, where the machine's presence is known, we have to encounter a horrifying creature indeed, who goes by the name of Mr. Self-Destruct.
Now,
it will be quite the challenge to deal with this creature, Dungeon Master. Explain.
Right, because Mr. Self-Destruct is a creature of the machine, and thus I have no sway over it, unlike I would over the creatures of the forest.
There's nothing organic about this creature. It does not forgive. It does not forget. It will hunt you down. So we have to be on our guard here.
Yeah. We have to, if we're not careful, it's going to use fire, you know. I hear fire is the best way to kill a spider. You could also probably use fire to kill a mosquito.
Cherry reduction over cakes at crypt dinner. Cheers to engrave heirloom crystalline stem.
Sure. He's losing his mind and he feels it going. Uncomfortable.
Did you see the wires? Did you hear them dragging on the soil of the forest? We just missed Mr. Self-Destruct. He passed right by us, but we managed to cloak ourselves in an invisibility spell. Well, the Dungeon Master did. I just hid behind a tree. I got a good look at him, too. There's wires all over its body. I couldn't get a good look at the actual shape of the body, but I saw the wires. They coalesced around some sort of terrible twisted head, and there was one single wire coming out of the head. I don't want to know what happens if that wire lights, and this Mister truly self-destructs. His body count is surely higher than that of a mosquito. He's losing his mind, and, believe this, he feels it going. And I'm sure that he has the wrath of 10,000 volcanoes, or maybe just one.
Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's a looking so cute. Sneaking round in a blue jumpsuit. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's a blazing away. Like the stars in the universe. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's a screaming the truth. America's killing its youth. He's screaming away. America's killing its youth. America's killing its youth. Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider. We'll be right back.
Oh, that was a close one.
It was. It was indeed.
You know, we just had a close call here, the Crypt Keeper and myself, with Mr. Self-Destruct.
Yes.
He was firing his big old gun at us. I mean, I swear the flames of hell were licking at our feet.
There must be some sort of flamethrower set up to the gun. It was like a machine gun. It was a rifle. We barely made it out with our hats still on our heads.
Yep, but they are, believe me.
Of course.
Still on the head. You know, maybe we shouldn't have been playing our jazz funk so loud.
Yeah. I mean, it's jazz funk, though. It's awesome. Who doesn't like jazz funk?
Apparently, Mr. Self-Destruct does not.
I guess.
Does not.
He does not think jazz funk is so great, which, you know, that seems like a personal problem.
Yeah, and that wretched machine.
How I hate
the machine.
Like, you're going in the forest, you're trying to pick some deadly nightshade flowers, but then your favorite spot is just completely paved over with, like, steel and all sorts of, like, contraptions. There's gears all over the place. It's not fun. It's really not. It's destroying the beauty of the forest.
Yeah, they're just raising it entirely to the ground. And, you know, more importantly than the beauty of this horrible forest is, it's affecting my power because the forest is losing power and I draw upon it. So that's pretty bad, you know, for me.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah. Well, and they leave like oil slicks everywhere. So that's pretty annoying.
Oof. Yeah. You don't want to slip on an oil slick. That'll get your cloak all kinds of dirty. You have to like wash it by hand or, you know, you could use a spell, but again, your power is waning. Not a good time.
Someone all of a sudden that's wilted off. Oh, this really-
Well, dearest followers, dearest forest heads, we may have funked our last jazz and jazzed our last funk. Mr. Self-Destruct is on to us. He's coming. He has a fiery temper. He is, for all intents and purposes, a big man with a gun, armed and dangerous. We gotta get out of here, like now, or we're toast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been this has been our jazz funk show, our Halloween extra scary special.
Spooky.
You can listen to this show's recording at some point in the future and almost all past show recordings on our website.
Dark Forest, WRBB.com.
Once again, that is Dark Forest, WRBB.com.
Dark Forest, Dark Forest, Dark Forest, WRBB.com.
Thank you so much for listening. We gotta run. We gotta get out of here. But we do have one last song for you. Thank you.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something.